Så där, och nu håller den på att spela in. Så jag lägger den så att du hörs. Och frågorna är på engelska, men du får välja om du vill ta det här på engelska eller svenska.
Okej, okej.
Okay, okay. Vad föredrar du?
Du kan ställa frågorna på engelska, så...
Okej, okay. Så how old are you?
29.
What is your current occupation?
Between stuff.
All right. Do you have any experience working within IT or with computers?
D students.
All right. Do you have an interest in computers?
Some.
How often do you use a computer?
Every day.
Every day. For what purpose do you usually use the computer?
Check stuff on the internet, usually.
Okay. So, who or what do you think poses a threat to you in terms of computer and or information security?
A lot of stuff. Anyone that wants to jeopardize, go after bank security. You also have, and that should be quite many, I guess. You also have infrastructure. That problem, like DOS attacks, stuff. There's a whole bunch.
So why do you think you would be the target of a type of attack, or what kind of attack?
I don't think I personally would be the target, but I think that systems that I use would be the target, mainly because they are big, and because they are big, they are kind of attractive to get access to.
All right. So, do you actively take any precautions in order to secure yourself against computer intrusion?
Actually, no.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, if we move on to a bit more scenario.
I have I got a computer from a friend and I installed Linux on it, and I actually chose to have encryption on the hard drive, but I don't really see that as it's not really a measure to secure myself, just something fun to try out, rather.
Is that it?
Basically.
All right, so if we move on to a bit more scenario like questions. If we say that you notice an email has been sent from your email account, but you were not the one who sent it, what do you think may have happened?
Well, either... either someone had my password, which is probably not really likely, because then they would maybe change the password, and then I wouldn't actually be able to access the account. More likely is that I have like cross-site script or some program running in the background that do stuff that I simply do not want. How to deal with those, I don't really know.
All right. So why do you think someone would do something like that? Or why do you think it may have happened?
Why it might have happened? Well, to some extent, people do such because they can, and to another extent, It might be to, social engineering, kind of that kind of hacking. That's the two that I can think of.
Yeah. All right. So, how do you choose a password? When do you feel a password is sufficiently secure?
I guess I just take the same passwords again and again. It's horrible passwords. The best passwords I have is probably the ones that I actually don't use. Because they are long. They are they're not passwords. They're catchphrases instead, which is what you should actually use.
So let's say that you notice that someone else has changed the password of your account on some random unimportant forum. How do you think that may have happened?
Probably they I don't know if I would notice that. I would just assume that I wrote in some password. I chose a password that I don't really remember which password it was anymore. But if I knew specifically that this is the password, it's not working anymore. Probably that they managed to hack the database and that I should probably try to change it on all other places which I use it.
So, yeah, so you answered this question a bit now, but what would you do in response to a hypothetical event like that?
I at least got the... have the... impression. I've got the impression that... if they have the password for an account, they just type in the account name for different places and try, is this person using this service with this account name and this password, and trying to hack into more severe targets that way instead. I don't know if people actually do that, but I heard that there's at least a possibility.
So let's say you receive an email that contains a link from a friend who normally doesn't send emails. How do you react? What do you do?
It's actually happened, and I talked to them through another channel. I get an email, and it was just the fact that I got an email. Just like, this person usually don't send emails, so I just told him, you just send me an email. You know that, right? And he was like, no, I didn't. Yeah, like, yeah, you did. You should check your stuff.
All right. So would it have made any difference if it was a Facebook or a Skype message instead?
Yes, I do believe so. It's much easier to just... I think Facebook is... Facebook doesn't have cross-sites. There's no, like, script that you can write into Facebook messages that will actually... do stuff automatically as soon as you see it.
Not in the message itself,
though. No. I don't know if Skype has it, any of those stuff.
Skype doesn't either.
Okay. Then I would probably read the message. That would probably be the difference. I would maybe not read the email. That would be the difference.
All right. So, how do you think computer intrusion happens?
There are two ways. Either the person using the computer
clicks a link and goes onto a site that they're not supposed to, or they have a vulnerability and someone simply search for that vulnerability, just randomly tries to find computers wherever that has it, and those are probably the two.
So why do you think computer intrusion happens?
Why? Well, to some extent, there's some money incentive. Then we have the empowerment incentive. And then we have like pure espionage. I think those are probably the three.
Alright.
I would say.
So what do you think of the hacking that you often see in TV series or in movies?
I don't know. I usually don't really look at those shows, but I've seen like a few compilations of them, and it's just they people don't really, they don't know what they're doing.
So do you have any own thoughts on the matter or anything you'd like to add?
Not really.
Alright. And then one last question. Are you okay with me using this sound file, or do you want me to transcribe it to text? You are going to be anonymous.
It's probably easier for you if you transcribe it. I mean, if you're going to use it in your report.
It's easier if I don't, actually, because then I just link to a database that contains all of these.
Okay, then sure, you use it.
Alright, thanks.
Thank you.